Wazzy report released earlier this morning. It's time for a breakdown as to what those numbers have to say. Hello, once again, you're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Arlen Suderman with StoneX joins us to break down what those WASDE numbers had to say.
Pretty quiet for the domestic balance sheets. One significant change there, and that was an increase of 125 million bushels for the corn export target, to making it a new record of 3.2 billion. That was what we anticipated. USDA did not cut its feed usage number, though. I think it's waiting till the January report when it can look at the final production numbers and the quarterly stocks numbers. We're anticipating a big drop in that feed usage number with the lower livestock numbers that we have. I think USDA is hoping for another cut in production in January to give it cover for that. The big changes overall were in the global balance sheets, especially on the wheat side, where it increased production nearly 9 million metric tons, virtually all of it in major exporting countries. But that's really been talked about in the trade quite a bit here in recent days, so fully anticipated, so very little response in the market on the wheat side of things. Overall, we're seeing corn trading a little bit higher with these numbers with the tighter stocks, and soybeans adding to their losses after the technical breakdown they had on the charts on Friday, and nothing in this report to really counter that.
Well, as you look at, you know, the overall and no big changes you mentioned from USDA when it comes to beans and wheat, does that come as a surprise to you?
No, USDA usually doesn't like to make many changes in this December report to its domestic balance sheet. When you look at the soybeans with China, USDA kind of taking the wait and see attitude here. Is China going to buy or not? They'd made the commitment to buy 12 million metric tons by the end of 2025. They've purchased a little more than 4 million metric tons based on what we've been able to garner from our cash sources. But then we see the White House has come out and said, well, it's really by the end of February that they're going to do that. Well, if they do it by the end of February, that would still impact this year's balance sheet. So USDA has to respect that possibility. But for those who are being bearish and cautious, and the market is taking that stance right now, it just is more the same of the way China tends to do things, put it off, and, oh, we didn't quite make it and didn't keep the commitment.
And, you know, the decrease in feed usage really shouldn't come as any surprise as we continue to hear over and over again about the decrease in cattle numbers.
Absolutely. When we look at the Southern Plains feedlot district, those feedlots that just have a lot of empty spaces because of the lack of cattle moving north out of Mexico, which is the norm, but it's not happening with the border closed due to the New World screwworm. Instead, we're exporting that corn down to Mexico, which shows up in the strong record export numbers for corn. So if you're feeding the cattle down there, you can't account for that feed usage here, where USDA has a 600 million bushel increase roughly from last year to this year for feed usage on smaller numbers of animals.
Worldwide numbers, though, Arlen, as we look at everything, increase in wheat, and that, I guess, for me doesn't come as a surprise, as we saw the big numbers coming out and talking about in Russia and other locations.
Absolutely. I mentioned the nearly 9 million metric ton increase. Argentina's crop went up 2 million metric tons to 24 million metric tons, a great crop they're harvesting down there, although lower quality because of the high yield, lower protein levels. Australia up 1 million metric tons to 37 million metric tons. Canada up 3 million metric tons to just shy of 40 million metric tons. But we already knew that based on the Stats Canada report that came out. So the market had already absorbed that. European up another 1.7 million metric tons to 144 million metric tons, and add another 1 million metric tons to Russia at 87.5. What do those countries all have in common? They're major exporters who compete with the United States.
So how does this all unfold the rest of today's trading session into tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it's important to keep an eye on how we finish. With the bearish news on wheat, I said it's largely known. We started off the day on the negative side. Then we kind of went to the positive side following corn. Does that continue into the close or does it not? Soybeans, do they find some stability here as they start to find some technical support areas? how we close today helps set the tone going forward.
So, Arlen, what about quarterly stock numbers? Do we see any possible changes coming there?
Yeah, that's going to be the key to those final production numbers along with the survey of producers. That'll all come out on January the 12th. And last year, USDA surprised us with the biggest downward adjustment in corn yield on record going from November to January. And many in the trade are hoping for something similar this year. Will USDA disappoint or not? A January report has more data in it than any other report during the year, more opportunities for surprises. A lot of farmers are hoping that it will be a bullish surprise once again like it was last year.
All right, Arlen Suderman joining us today as he breaks down the WASDE report. That's a quick look to the numbers right here with the American Ag Network.